Mad Tatian was sculpted and painted by Alexander Archipenko. The sculpture's meaning seems to change depending on the perspective it is viewed from. When it is viewed straight on, it is hard to determine if there are one or two figures, and the black seems to hold the white in something of a loving and motherly way. The bulge at the bottom of the white could indicate pregnancy. However, under the arms, when the colors reverse, the black seems to take on the form of a leg, which almost resembles that of a wolf. Turn your perspective 90 degrees, however, and the sculpture is very different, for now, instead of being held, the white figure is fleeing. The white figure's head reaches out and tries to escape the blackness, and the previous shape, thought to be a stomach bulge, now becomes a leg trying to flee. I believe that Meditation draws upon the artist's personal experience. For you see, Alexander was born and raised in the country of Kiev. If that does not ring a bell, it's because the country no longer exists. It is now known as Ukraine, of which Kiev is the capital. Kiev was what Ukraine was called when it was part of the Russian Empire. Kiev began rebelling against Russia around the time of World War I, which was almost as if they were rebelling and fleeing from their motherland, just as the white entity runs and fights the motherly black entity. My personal feelings for Meditation are somewhat confused and somewhat influenced by the piece. The sculpture is called Meditation, which makes me picture something very calm and quiet. This feeling makes perfect sense from the first angle, but when viewed from the second angle and the piece of repose becomes one of action and fear, which is very different from Meditation. And yet, even in the scene of struggle, I see beauty and calm. Perhaps this is because of the white and the black, which calms one's mind and creates a piece of art to last forever without a true end. I find something serene about how a series of events unfolding will never resolve, but will continue in a struggle throughout time. If someone wanted to, they could look only upon one side, only viewing the fear and struggle, or only viewing calmness and serenity. But someone who only saw one side would not have the whole story, and would be ignorant to the other side of existence. This has been Atticus with the Bulldog Podcast on Meditation.